Baruch Hashem, Pokeach Ivrim. The Sfas Emes teaches us that there's a much deeper lesson behind this, not just simply thanking God for the ability to see, for not being blind. Reinu Zal Higid Divrei HaMidrash. The Sfas Emes' father and Rebbe taught the Midrash Etzel Hagar. Vayiftach Elokim. It says by Hagar that God opens up her eyes. She's able to see the well, which she didn't know existed. And with that well, she was able to feed, to give water to her son Yishmael. It's in Parshat Vayera, Chaf Aleph Yutes. So the Midrash writes, Vayiftach Elokim Hakol Becheskat Sumin. Everyone is considered like they're blind until Hashem shines light into our eyes. Of course, that's the famous phrase which we say as a skula. When you lose something, you say this phrase, reminding ourselves that we're all blind until HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines light into our eyes. Nimsa. It turns out that there is in every place everything that we need. The problem is it's covered from our eyes. The world is it's lashon of helem, is olam. It's hidden. The reality is hidden from us. His words are wondrous. Shebekol davar. Yesh nekuda v'chias. In every matter, there is a point and a vitality, life force. V'sham yesh hakol. And in that, there's everything. Ki apnimius yichiyuto yitbarach koach hapo v'nifal. Because God's essence is within everything. The inner workings of everything has Hashem. V'sham hakol elokus. And there, everything is God, and everything is one. Ve'eino chaser klal, and it's not missing anything. Shal shem ze nikra Hashem yitbarach shalom. That's why God Himself is called peace. Shelo hashlemus, because He has the peace, the perfection. Perish zu she nekuda chiyut shenoten Hashem yitbarach kol davar yesh ba'kol. The spark of vitality that Hashem puts in everything has everything in it. ומזה בא ההתהפכות בדבר על ידי שמי שמחבר אדם לשורשו. And that's why we can transform something by connecting a matter to its root. צפס אמס ליקוטים בעירה, צפס אמס תף ריש נון הם. So here we see that the צפס אמס is teaching us an incredible insight. When we have a situation in front of us, it sometimes feels like we don't know how to find the solutions in life. But the solutions are right in front of us. But what's the problem? We need Hashem to open up our eyes, to see what's really in front of us. And that means, you know, when I'm eating food, there's a lot more than food there. There's sparks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I concentrate on the holy sparks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I eat with holiness, and I attach it to its root, so to speak. So I connect in a much deeper way to that food. To be eating all your life and not eating with Kavana, you won't get anything compared to what you get out of it when you eat with Kavana. And that same is true when you're learning Torah. You're learning Torah with Kavana, realizing that Hashem is speaking to you through this word of Torah, then you'll get everything that you need. And the same is true with your tefillah. If you're davening with emes d'ka chavana, you're going to get so much more out of it than if you're just running through it. And the same is true in every situation in life. We need to ask Hashem's help to open up our eyes. You know, I have a blind friend, Eli, and he always teaches me that the truth is that we're all blind. He might not be able to physically see, but we're all blind to all the blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, to all the hidden messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to send us. We need to open up our eyes and ask Hashem for help to open up our eyes, because without His help, we have no shot. Hashem should bless us to mamash see all the beautiful things. I hope we continue to see each other learning the Sfas Emes together on our Holy Seder. Have a great day, and I hope you subscribe to this podcast and send it to other people so they can also drink in the beautiful words of the Holy Sfas Emes.